Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm speaking with Michelle Fabre. She has a beautiful new single out. It is called Rock Me With a Deeper Love, and I'm super excited to talk to her all about it. Michelle, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. You made it through an earthquake to be here. How are you doing today?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing pretty well, considering.
Nice. How is life? How are things? What's going on?
Everything has been going really well. I'm preparing for my show, which is also on Sunday, as well as the new release. And we're going to be performing on Long Island,
Cool.
and we've just been preparing with my band.
Awesome. Well, I've been listening to the song nonstop since you sent it over. I sincerely mean that. Obviously, I've reviewed your music so many times in the past, but this one, not to discount the others, it just feels very special. And it rocks hard. And even though the instrumentation is amazing, you're still very much at the forefront of it, kind of just like leading the charge. So I think the song title itself gives a really good idea of what it's about. But obviously, I'm not you. I didn't write the lyrics. I want to know what it's about. Where did this come from?
Thank you so much. Well, the song really came about from a situation I'll say that I was in, and it was kind of, I wouldn't even say like a full-on relationship, but just kind of like a feeling that I was really experiencing with this person, and I guess that I felt in general before with certain people. And it's really just about kind of the meaning of really wanting something a bit deeper, in a relationship. It doesn't even have to be romantic per se, but I think that sometimes, like, you get to a point, especially as you get older, that you really want to be with someone who could kind of give you something a bit deeper and more meaningful.
Yeah, I
And
fully know.
yeah.
I mean, yeah, listen, like I am definitely an instrumentation guy when it comes to listening to the music, but I feel that the more you listen to the music, the more you try to connect the dots on who this person is and what they're writing about. And I'm glad that like me connecting the dots is what you said, and I wasn't wildly wrong. Because no, truly, because like I mean, on a personal note, like I'm actually going through something very similar. And so I leaned on this song, listening to it. I was like, damn, like she knows what she's talking about. And what a coincidence at the same time. So I like that you keep your music personal. And it also kind of gives an opportunity for people that don't know you to get to know a certain side of you, which is really nice.
Well, that's definitely something that I was wondering about with the lyrics. I was like, that I really hope that this is something that people kind of understand, because it seemed like out of all of my songs and like the songwriting process, it seemed kind of the most, I'll say, difficult to kind of put into words the specifics of what I was feeling and making it yet general so that people get it.
Totally get it. Well, yeah, because that's the thing is it is obviously personal and directed towards the situation, but it's not so much like this is what it's about. And if it's about anything else, then you're wrong. You leave things open to interpretation, which is really nice.
Exactly.
And so obviously, the music is under your name, but you've got an amazing band that plays for you. And I want to talk about that, but I also just have to give like a special shout out to the last minute of this song that just fully goes off in the best way possible on this solo that right when you think it's going to end, it just continues on and builds until the song ends. And I don't know whose choice that was. It doesn't really matter, but it was such a perfect artistic choice to kind of just let it float. I loved it so much. It was great.
Thank you so much. So it's so funny because when my dad and I worked together first, like originally on this song, like we, came up with the lyrics and all the whole idea and concept. And he was just like, freestyling a little bit and just kind of put that guitar down and just out of nowhere. And I said to him, like, I hope that you're putting that at the end or somewhere in the song. And he was like, you know what? That's a little bit unorganic in a way, as far as with commercial pop music, you rarely hear solos, especially like that long. And I've been looking it up too, and apparently, yeah, like not many people use solos, and I think it's something that people want more, because like it hasn't been really featured in pop music since like the 80s, 90s. I feel like that's what I've
Totally.
been looking into. So Yeah, I said to him, like, yeah, you better be adding that in there. And it took a little bit of convincing, but in the end, so thank you.
No, so that was your dad playing.
Yeah.
Your dad rips. That's amazing. Oh my God. Please. I
Yeah,
mean, I'm sure that he'll watch this, but at the same time, tell him directly. He's an incredible player.
thank you. Appreciate it.
And you're welcome. And going into what you said, you are so right, because pop music is all about, like, you, I guess pop artists make music that it's like, okay, 2.5 minutes to 3 minutes has to be radio friendly,
Yeah.
filler, straight to the point, on to the next one. And there's no doubt in my mind that you could put together like a radio edit of the song, because people, generally just don't want to listen to long songs, which sucks. But you could have versions of the song that feature it and don't feature it, and the people that like the radio edit version are just wrong. Like, they should be listening.
You know, exactly. And I think that so many people like appreciate, especially that like in today's music with technology, I think it's nice to also have some kind of like realness and like, live music oriented. And yeah, I think that more people appreciate that nowadays. So I'm glad that you like
Totally.
that.
Another thing that I really liked about this song is that obviously, it's rooted in pop, but at the same time, I think it pulls a lot from like decades past of sound, which is kind of like a general theme in your music. It's not always super, super modern. You definitely pull from the past, which I like.
Thank
What,
you.
so like, what's like the thought process going behind that? Like, how do you start the song? Do you always have that in mind of sort of blurring, decades?
You know, it's so funny because I think when I first started, it just kind of happened so naturally. My dad always says it's his fault, probably, because he was around in like, the 70s, 80s, and I think like those are such great eras of music that, and I hear it coming back, and like, a lot of artists and bands of today, so it's nice to like use, and like take from that. And I love the 80s, the synths that were kind of, everyone always says that they hear that in my music. So at this point, I'm like, may as well just. But yeah, there's so many, musicians that I do take from, like, inspiration from. Like, I love Santana. I love Gladys Knight. So Janis Joplin. I love Michael Jackson. And Dan Hartman is one that I recently kind of like. So really all over the place, but I do try to kind of like make pop music that is not just solely pop. Like it has a strong crossover of like rock, R&B, and I think that you could reach more audiences that way too.
100%. I was just gonna say that, because like, it doesn't always have to be like a third, a third, a third mix of like, well, it has to have pop and it has to have soul. Like,
Exactly.
I've said it 100 times, but I'll say it more. Like, it's pop music, but it has so many influences throughout it. And I also say this in, interviewing other artists, it's like, music nowadays, with the future of where production is, and just like, there isn't just rock music anymore. There isn't just pop music anymore. You as an independent artist, you're trying to cast as wide of a net as possible to capture as many listeners. Like, that's the reel of it. But at the same time,
Exactly.
you want to make the music that you want to make. And it just so happens the music is awesome, but it's also pulling together so much in it.
I think that that's what's so great about today's music is that it's not just solely one genre, and that's why you see like different artists collaborating, which I think is so awesome, because then it also reaches like their fans and their audience, and I think that that's great, just
I fully agree.
it makes it like a little bit more flexible and experimental too.
So then, how does it work in terms of actually making the song? Do you always start with lyrics? Does it start with like a random jam that you then put lyrics in afterwards? Like, what's the deal on that end?
Yeah, well, for this song specifically, I kind of surprised, it really came with I guess like my dad kind of like coming up with something on the guitar actually, and then I just kind of said, yeah, I've been feeling this way lately about this specific situation. I'm like, what do you want? Like I just was like kind of thinking like I want something deeper. I want something more meaningful out of life. And then the lyrics came, and then the beat and kind of like the direction of like what what vibe, what direction do we want this to go in? And of course, now that like I've been working with a band, I kind of wanted them to play on it. So I'm like, kind of give it that pop rock direction and feel to it.
So then you also mentioned that you have an upcoming show which is happening this Sunday.
Yeah.
What does the show look like? Like, is it all originals? Are there covers in there? Like, is it the full band that's playing?
Yeah, it is. And we do have some covers actually, which is kind of nice. It's a lot of my originals and also some covers. And what's great is that the bass and keyboard player, they also sing. So they're going to be doing a few songs. My bass player is performing one of her originals, and just a mixture of everything. And I think it's so awesome in a way because doing my originals live has brought a totally different feel to it. So I'm actually in the process of kind of redoing a few of those, seeing, where that goes.
Nice. Is there a song of yours that you most look forward to playing live?
I think we all like one of mine, my originals. It's called Stay Tuned. And we did that. We recorded that one in the studio with the band, and I should say re-recorded that. And it kind of, it's funny. It has like a bit of I'll say like a sexy, funky, overtone, which is nice. And it's actually the first song that we do at the show. I put that one first because I'm like, it's a good opener.
Oh, you know what? Okay. Thank you for saying that. You cannot come out onto a stage where people might not know who you are. Open with something that's not necessarily boring, but isn't like gripping from attention. Like,
Exactly.
I love what I do. I love talking to people. I love music, but like, can you imagine how great it would be to take your favorite artist and just create the perfect set list for them? Because it's so important.
It really is, and I see that now, even like playing with the band, like it's so important to know like the direction of the set list, and also to not like as the singer who's we do about it's 2 45-minute sets, so it's about like 11 12 songs, and it's a lot like on a singer who's and I think it's about like being so smart and like mindful with like the songs, even like going back to back. And just to keep your energy up, people don't realize, like, as a performer, it's crazy.
A lot. Yeah, there's only so many, coffees you can drink before a show to like keep up the energy. I totally understand.
A big coffee drinker, and I love strong coffee. So, like,
Wonderful.
7 scoops is my go-to. And as a, performer, yeah,
Gotta
definitely
have it.
recommend.
So we're recording this in the beginning of April. I can't believe it's April. This year is flying right by. And you strike me as the type of person that is always planning for the future, whether it be, I don't know, maybe in terms of like demos or just working towards the next single or video or whatever it is. So you can say what you want. You don't have to say too much. What does this year look like for you?
Well, I have a lot of songs that are just kind of like ready to be released. So I have a few singles, and I have actually a few covers that I kind of redid, and it's very diversified. Like one is by Enrique Iglesias, and then another one by Shawn Mendes, and then a few others. So it's just really all over the place. And then I have, like I was saying, some of my originals that I'm redoing, and I just want to be like, I want to structure it well and like organize it, but like, yeah, so that's kind of in the work, either maybe an EP and then maybe another album of like originals that.
I mean, hey, take your time, but it sounds like you kind of know what you want. If you have the songs, then hey, put them together and put them out.
Yeah, I think that's what it's about. It's like just keep them going, keep the momentum going. Sometimes I get so stuck like in the creative process of like, fine-tuning things and really wanting it to be perfect, which I think every artist is like that. Everyone is very hard on themselves, and but at some point it's like it has to come out too. So
You do what you want. That's another best part of being an independent musician. You don't have someone pulling the strings at the top. You kind of do what you want to do, and when you're inspired, you put it out. I get it. I have a couple more questions for you, but I also want to know, like, does the music that you listen to on a daily basis have any influence on the music that you make? Or do you actively try to, like, split the two up so that you're not making the same music that you listen to?
That's a good question, actually. I think, I do listen to like a lot of today's top hits and all that to kind of get a feel of like, the direction of everything and where I'm trying to go, because in a way that is my genre market, I guess you could say. But at the same time, like there are certain things that I don't want to per se copy from like the music that I listen to. I don't know, I'm really. Because then I do, though, take, like I was saying, of course, as you hear, like a lot of the influence from the older music that I listen to, and trying to like kind of like make it a comeback for some of that, if that makes sense. But yeah, I think a little bit. It's sometimes hard not to,
Well,
in a way.
sometimes it like slips in your subconscious and you're like making a song. And it's like, wait, wasn't I listening to this same song a couple days ago?
Yes. Oh
I
my
know it can
goodness.
be tough, but at the same time, there's only so many chord arrangements out there without, doing your own
Yeah, it's
thing.
so many artists say that too, like
So
famous
true.
and also like independent artists too. It's like it's so hard to sometimes like to not accidentally take from
I
music
mean,
that.
you see all the lawsuits and stuff like that, and it's like mathematically, there's only so many things that we can put together. It's like we've been
Exactly.
making music for hundreds of years, but listen, I don't think you have to worry about that. Like your music is original in its own right, so
Thank
we're
you.
away from the lawsuits. Anyway, I have one more question to ask you, and the question is, it's basically for the person that is going to discover you from this interview. What is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen to your music for the first time?
I would say try to, well, I would say that I hope that it kind of reaches them in a way to kind of be a bit more introspective to my lyrics and I guess what I'm trying to come from, if that makes sense. Like, I think some, I mean, in general, like lyrics have such a deeper meaning and they're not just always like on the surface as they appear. But I think specifically, like, even with mine, like, I do try to have somewhat uplifting lyrics and things that hopefully like make people think and they're not just as they always sound on the surface. Like, there's a deeper meaning. And yeah, I just hope that it kind of uplifts them.
I think it will. I truly think it will. Michelle, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. Before we wrap up, please let me plug your music for you.
Thank you.
So, everyone out there, I'm speaking with Michelle Fabre. The song, by the time this comes out, will be out. It is called Rock Me With a Deeper Love. There's the song, there's the video, there's a show, there will be future shows. And of course, we'll have the links in our articles that you can listen and share and follow along and do all that fun stuff. I'm so happy we got to talk, but I'm also so happy that like more music is on the way.
I'm so glad that we got to actually meet each other in person for like the first
Totally.
time, because we've been, kind of like chatting for a few years now.
Email just doesn't cut it.
Exactly. It never
It
does.
really does. Awesome. All right, Michelle, thank you so much again. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I hope to speak soon. I'm really looking forward to more music. I love just like what you're putting out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. All right, take care. Bye bye.
Bye.